This weekend is Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of July, beginning the 14th week of Ordinary Time. Dean, Lee and Mills sing I Cry Holy.
Into your presence, O my Lord, I come to worship before the glory of your throne. In spirit and truth, power and riches, Lord, are yours. Wisdom and strength unto the Lamb. And I cry, holy, holy is the Lord. And I cry, holy, holy is the Lord. And I cry, worthy, worthy is the
to the Lamb. Let all creation praise your name, for ages unending, and every nation say Amen.
In spirit and truth, power and riches, Lord, are yours. Honor and blessing, wisdom and strength unto the Lamb. And I cry, holy, holy is the Lord.
Through the readings we have prayed this week, anyone who wants to be a disciple has been challenged strongly. Let the dead bury their dead. Why are you afraid, you of little faith? I hate, I despise your festivals. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners. You could be forgiven for feeling by this point a little bruised, a little wounded. Why does God seem so anxious to put us in our place? to speak harsh words to those who want only to serve him. The truth of the matter is, of course, that God doesn't want to put us off or hurt us. What he does want is for us to follow him with our eyes fully open, knowing the cost of discipleship. God knows that the plans he has for the world are bound to provoke opposition. He knows, too, that anyone who speaks in God's name will sometimes have to pay the price for being on God's side. He knows because he remembers all that happened when he himself came into our world as a human being like ourselves. Listen now to this reading from the prophet Zechariah that speaks of the hopes that the Jewish people had for the day when the one to be sent by God finally arrived.
The Lord says this: Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Zechariah speaks of a time of universal peace, a time presided over by the king God has appointed, a time of widespread rejoicing. What is your first reaction when you hear these promises? The king who is coming is both triumphant and humble, a forceful leader, and yet one who remains close to his people. Could you imagine yourself following a leader of that kind? What would that be like? The people of Jerusalem are instructed to rejoice greatly when all this comes to pass. What would God have to do to lead you to rejoice greatly in this way? Later Christian tradition applies these words to the entry into Jerusalem that Jesus made on Palm Sunday at the start of his Passion. As you listen again, see if this context changes the way in which you hear these words, how they feel, or what they mean to you.
The Lord says this: Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
As this time of prayer draws to a close, take a moment to ask God for whatever you need to meet the challenge of being a disciple. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.